Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact, the podcast where we explore the amazing programs, adventures, and stories that make our outdoor experiences unforgettable. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're going to be taking a trip to Camp Kiesel, one of our most exciting day camps for Cub Scouts and other youth groups. Nestled near Ogden Canyon, Camp Kiesel provides an incredible setting for young adventurers to explore, learn, and grow through outdoor activities, team-building experiences, and an exciting themed program. To walk us through what to expect at Camp Kiesel's day camp, I'm joined by two special guests, Michaela, the camp director, and Allie, the program director. They'll share what campers can look forward to, from fun activity stations and interactive team-building exercises to flag ceremonies and this year's exciting invention convention theme. So whether you're a leader, parent, or camper getting ready for camp, this episode will help you prepare for an adventure-filled experience at Camp Kiesel.
Thank you.
Well, let's get to know a little bit more about each one of you. Michaela, let's go first.
Okay.
Tell us about yourself and what you enjoy running about Camp Kiesel.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'm Michaela Hill. I'm the camp director. I am finishing up my degree right now in secondary education, like English teaching. And I am just super passionate about camp. I've been doing it for a hot minute at this point, since I was like 17. So it kind of just keeps sucking me back in.
What other camps have you worked at?
I've worked at Typhee and Browning. Those are the other ones. Yeah. So Typhee for a few years and then Browning for 1 year. And then I've been at Kiesel for 4 years now, which is,
wow.
I'm lucky. It's a great camp.
So what is it about Kiesel that you enjoy the most?
I think there, well, first off, I love day camp. So before Kiesel, I only worked at like the longer, like older camps. And I love having like the new batch of kids coming in every day. I love, like, I feel like it's very exciting and it keeps you on your feet. I also think that like it's so fun because the kids are like so excited, and like a lot of them, it's their first time like ever being introduced to any of this. And also Kiesel is just beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful camp. I also love Browning because it's right next to it, you know.
Next door neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. But I, even then, like, I still like, I love the views at Kiesel because you have a little bit more openness since you can see a little bit further. We have like cool animals. But yeah, I think Kiesel, like, I think what the biggest thing for me is, I love the day camp program specifically. Is I love, you know, working with the younger kids and getting to see how excited they get about everything. And I have a great, like, I have an amazing staff. Like, that's a huge thing too, is I don't know how I've gotten so lucky, but I really have. And like, a lot of them are like returning at this point, and they keep coming back, and it just gets better and better every year because they get more knowledgeable in what they're doing. And I don't know, it's great. It's a great camp.
Now, speaking of your incredible staff, Allie, let's hear about you. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Allie, and this is my second year at Camp Kiesel, my third year at Scout Camp. So I worked at Browning with Michaela. That's actually where we met. And I love it. It's so much fun and wonderful opportunity to see all these little kids get to experience. For many of them, this is their first opportunity out in the wilderness and trying these new things and doing archery and all these crazy things. It's their first time, and it's fun to see them experience this. And also with the camp theme, you get all this fun, kind of like a story that you get to tell throughout camp. And they have such a big imagination too. So I love getting to see that part of it.
We are excited to hear a little bit more about what you guys have cooking for this summer. So let's get into the details about Camp Kiesel. Michaela, perhaps you could tell us the groups that you serve. Is it just Cub Scouts, or maybe you could elaborate on that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it's not just Cub Scouts. We do absolutely like love having our Cub Scouts, and we have Cub Scout Day specifically for them. But we love like elementary age children in general, like, are great. So any like youth groups or primary groups are great.
That sounds exciting. Now, the council has several day camps. Can you think of anything that sets Camp Kiesel apart? What makes it unique for the folks that are coming to Camp Kiesel this summer?
I mean, I know that not all of the day camps have a waterfront, which we have, which is a really, I mean, I think it's usually one of the favorites of the participants. And like I think the location is amazing because we really have like a good variety of all the activities. We're pretty conveniently located. Like we're only like 45 minutes away from Ogden. And I think our staff is like amazing and really like makes a huge difference too with the experience. But I think all of the day camps are awesome. And I think a lot of it is just going to depend on what you're looking for, which is why like I think that ideally, like you should be going to a different camp each year because you're going to get a completely different experience based off of like which camp you're going to. But I am biased, obviously, towards Kiesel. I think it's the best one, but you know.
It's the best. It's great.
Yes.
I think that's the magic of each one of our staffs. They love where they're at, and that's what makes the program exciting. Allie, tell us, how are the kids going to be learning or experiencing all of the fun at Camp Kiesel when they're up there?
So activities we have are all very hands-on. And okay. So the kids will have an opportunity to get to do something new and try things that it might be hard. There are also a lot of team building things, things where they need to learn how to work together with other people to accomplish a goal. They also get to be out in nature, so they get to see these like plants and stuff, and they have the opportunity to maybe feel and see what they look like and experience that.
All right, ladies. So those of us who are listening today, we know that every year our day camps have a different theme. I don't know if it's too early in the episode or not, but can we reveal the theme for this summer?
Yeah, it's time.
All right, listeners, if you're listening to this podcast, as long as you're not driving, go ahead and make a drum roll in your lap. All right, what's our theme this year, ladies?
Invention convention.
Ooh. Now, does this mean there's going to be mad scientists, or what can our folks expect with invention convention?
Yeah, we'll have mad and happy scientists at our camp.
Everybody's happy at day camp.
Yeah, even the mad ones.
Can't be mad at day camp.
All right, Michaela, tell us, where is camp located? How can leaders get there?
Mm-hmm.
Some people may know where it's at, but others, this is a brand new experience for them.
Yeah, for sure. So to get to Camp Kiesel, you're going to, like, if you're coming from Ogden, you're going to drive up Ogden Canyon, Highway 39. You're going to turn onto 100 South, which is still Highway 39. You're going to drive 12 miles and you'll see a sign that says Camp Kiesel. You'll turn right at the Red Rock Cafe on Causey Drive. And once you've made the turn at Red Rock Cafe, you can go up 3 miles to Causey Dam. Once you're by the dam, you're going to keep going straight. Do not turn. Just keep going. And then you'll follow the road all the way until the end. And that's where you'll find Camp Kiesel. Also, look, maybe this is just my generation. Google Maps works great. Yeah, it's only about 45 minutes from Ogden to get to, like, to camp. So it's actually, like, pretty conveniently close for how secluded it feels once you're there.
So when people pull into camp, are they going to be greeted by staff? Should they be looking for anyone? Will they know where to go?
Yes. So the staff will be out helping them park. And then they'll be helping, they'll remind you while you're there that you need to park, like, fire ready. So you need to have the back of your car pulled in. And they will, like, instruct you on where to go. So you'll come up to the front office and one of the leaders will come up into the office and check their group in. And then the rest can go and find, like, a table to put their lunches on. And then we'll have other staff who are getting the kids, like, playing games or, like, singing songs just to kind of keep everybody busy. Because we know that for the leaders, it's a big commitment to take on all these kids. And we don't want you to feel like you're trying to wrangle a bunch of kids by your until program starts.
As soon as they arrive to camp, the kids are off having fun and your staff is going to help guide the leaders.
Yes.
Now, Allie, can you go over some of the required things that the leaders need to be prepared for as part of the check-in process?
Yes. So the leaders, they need to have their Scouting America health forms. So that's part A and part B. That's something that's required for all participants. And we also need a group roster. That's for emergency purposes because we want to make sure we know who all is in your group, and if an emergency comes, that we are able to have a list and check who is here. And then also, if needed, final payments, that can be taken care of with in the trading post. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think
that seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
Now, Michaela, do you know where the leaders can find those help forms, the roster, all of those details? Where should they go to find that information?
Yes. So all of that is available on the camp website. If you just go to the Camp Kiesel website, like, it will like have the links to everything. And yeah, so they can get those printed off and filled out and yeah, to me when they get there.
I just pulled up the website, utahscouts.org/Kiesel. And I scrolled down. There's the link for the adventure guide. There's okay. A link there for the daily schedule and for the help forms. So right there at their fingertips. All right. So we've covered the check-in process. We've discovered where camp is. Now let's get into the fun stuff. So Michaela, can you describe the opening show, the flag ceremony?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give a preview of what our leaders should expect.
Absolutely. Yeah, so after we have like the check-ins done and stuff, so make sure before anything else, like we get those check-ins done and bring those things that Allie talked about. But yeah, after we get that done, we will be able to get going on our like official programming for the day. And we start with our flag ceremony, which is an important part of our, you know, day every day. And then after we finish that, we kind of start our opening, which is where we will sing some songs with the kids, get them excited. And then we have our opening skit, which is like a super fun, engaging way to get the kids like aware of the theme and like immersed going forward. We try to make sure that the theme is part of every aspect of the day as much as possible. But it's kind of a way to get those kids like in that mindset. And I think that it's a really effective way because they really like get excited. I don't know. I've never had a year there where it does not get them excited for the rest of the day and engaged and like enthusiastic about what's going on.
Well, sounds fun. Now, Allie, can you give us a little bit more details about the specific activity stations as the kids go through their rotation?
So we have archery and BB guns. And then we also have waterfront where they get the opportunity to go on rowboats together. And we also have an area where we're going to be doing invention convention activities where they get to use our hands and their minds. And we also have our nature walk, which is a beautiful trail that goes along a river that is shaded. It's one of my favorites. And we also have a big grassy field where we have Gaga Ball, which is a super fun game that everybody who goes to day camp loves. And we also have other activities there, and it's also shady. So it's a good place to relax.
Sounds like fun. Now, is there a trading post in the mix there?
Yes, there is a trading post. And we have a wonderful trading post with all these fun little gadgets and gizmos that the kids always love. And it's also a great opportunity to get a refreshing drink because it gets quite hot there in the afternoons.
Now, I'm sure many of our leaders are wondering, are you going to have their favorite beverage available as well? Maybe a cold Mountain Dew, a Diet Coke?
Yes, absolutely. All of that. And we got a little fridge to keep them cool just for those leaders.
And
excellent. Michaela, Allie did a great job at describing each of the activity stations. Can mm-hmm. you tell us some of the team building aspects the kids are going to be learning about or developing? You two emphasized that at the beginning of the episode.
Yes, for sure. So we have opportunities for them to kind of do team building both during the stations and then also outside. So we try to make sure that they have things they can be doing while the stations are going. A lot of those are going to be kind of team building based. But also we like the activities themselves, like the rotations are really good for them to learn how to work together, whether that be the fact that they're like rowing a boat together, or it could be that they're encouraging each other at shooting sports. Or it could be that they're working together on the nature trail to try and identify new plants. There's a lot of opportunities for them to like problem solve and like build their friendships and like get close to each other and like learn some of those cooperative skills that like they're really developing at this age.
Now, speaking of working together and building that emphasis of team, what's the typical group size that a leader's going to expect? Is their group going to be split up? Or are they going to be combined with another group? Can you give us some of those details?
Yes. So ideally, we try to keep the groups like around like 20 to 25. We try not to go bigger than that if we can avoid it, because it really like starts to cut into the time of the kids to be able to do things. So if your group is bigger than that, like we have groups that come in that are like as big as like 60, like you are not going to be all in the same group. And so especially if you have a bigger group of kids coming, make sure you have like plenty of adult leaders so that you can manage like those multiple groups. Because like if you're like one adult leader with 20 kids, that's going to be very overwhelming. So just kind of keep in mind, like when you're figuring out that ratio, like realistically how many you're going to want for how many kids you have. And then if you're in a very small group, you might be combined with another smaller group. Because yeah, sometimes like, I mean, just like it's too much to have like 30 kids in one group, it's too little to have two kids in a group, because they're going to be bored out of their minds because they're going to get through what they're doing. And then they're just going to not have that community building. They're not going to have like any of that support that comes with the larger groups. So we generally try to keep it between like 20 to 25 as much as possible. It's not always like perfect numbers, because we try not to split groups or combine groups more than necessary, but we'll get as close to that as we can.
That's good. Now, Allie, the kids have experienced all the fun at the activity stations. What do they have to look forward to at the very end of the day?
So the very end is always a little sad, because all the fun is, it's starting to end. But what's exciting about the closing is, of course, we sing lots of songs and do skits, and we also like to ask the kids like what their favorite things were. And often the leaders of certain areas will be like who liked this area, and it's fun because the kids will yell and cheer for the areas they liked, so you get to see what the kids enjoyed and the things that they liked. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity to kind of close on the day and kind of think about what they did today.
Ladies, earlier you revealed the theme for this year, Invention Convention. Are there any hints that you guys can give us of what these leaders can expect their groups might be doing? Allie, do you have any insight?
So each station is going to have some sort of activity that will bring in the Invention Convention theme to it, whether that's a theme or that's a hands-on kind of thing that the kids get to do.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun ideas kind of coming up, and we're still brainstorming exactly how we're going to do it, but we do have like a lot of ideas kind of brewing, and we are very excited about it.
So we talked a little bit earlier about lunches, folks needing to bring lunch. Do you guys have any insights of should they bring sandwiches? Should they bring Lunchables? What do you guys see as the most common thing?
I think that we get a kind of combination. I think the main thing is just make sure the kids are being mindful. Like maybe like make sure you are, as a leader, are aware of like allergies and stuff ahead of time. So if you have a kid who has like a severe nut allergy, maybe like recommend not bringing any peanut butter sandwiches to camp. But I think anything like the main thing is you just want something that's going to be easy and clean to eat. Because if you are like planning on having like a, messy meal, like I think you are going to discover pretty quickly that it is difficult to eat in that setting. But Lunchables are fine. Sandwiches are fine. Ideally, just like it's okay to have like anything prepackaged. Just try to make sure that like you are also keeping an eye on like the fact that the kids are like cleaning up after themselves and stuff, because we do try to keep things clean. Yeah.
And I assume folks are going to need to bring their own ice in their coolers.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. And make sure you have coolers, because we have fun wildlife and they are very fun, but they're less fun when they're stealing your food. And that is a lot more likely to happen if you do not have proper protection for your food. So, yeah.
And they can't chase all the squirrels away when they're eating your food and you're not there. So make sure they're in a cooler or something.
All good insight for our guests. Now, ladies, before we wrap things up, can you guys share perhaps your favorite memory or experience, maybe even a piece of advice for these leaders coming up to camp this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's hard to like pinpoint a specific memory, because there are so many good ones, and you're really like getting such a different experience every like group that we have come up. Some like really fun ones have been where, the participants get an opportunity to kind of interact from a distance with wildlife, like being able to see animals like kind of crossing through camp and stuff, which can be a really cool and like rewarding experience when everybody's like listening and like making sure that we are keeping these kids safe. And so that's always a very cool thing. It's also amazing when we get to like see kids overcome fears and try something new. And like, I think the interactions with the kids are like the thing that kind of keep everybody that I know who loves camp, like kind of keeps us coming back, because it really is like so fulfilling. And like, there's so many, like, it really truly, like, I don't know how I could like pinpoint a specific moment, because they're like, I just have loved so many of these kids like over the years. And like, it's really cool to see how meaningful it is for them, even though like for us to a certain, like, I think sometimes we forget how fortunate we are because we get to be there every single day, like of the summer. And so we're doing it every day. And like, it's amazing to see like how, even though it's an everyday thing for us, like, that day is like so important to those kids. And so, yeah, I don't know. So I almost feel like it would be like a betrayal to choose a specific moment, because I love them all.
These groups are in good hands, that's for sure.
I hope so.
Allie, does anything stand out to you, or do you have a piece of advice for these group leaders?
Yeah, I say get a lot of rest and get ready, because it's a lot of fun. There's a lot. We're going to be doing a lot. We're going to keep you busy. And it's so much fun. It's just good to be involved with the kids and see the excitement. And also like the wildlife. The wildlife is so cool. And it's amazing when the leaders are more aware of that. Can help us keep them safe, because it is a wonderful experience to see that. And a lot of kids have probably possibly never seen wildlife in this kind of way before. And so be aware of that too. But it's wonderful and you're going to love it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys taking some time to give us some insights and some sneak peeks. I'm sure today's episode has excited many of the leaders that are going to be coming. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to give a huge thank you to you, Michaela, and you, Allie, for sharing what makes Camp Kiesel so special for the youth that come up. If you're interested in learning about Camp Kiesel or what to register, visit utahscouts.org/Kiesel. And if you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Miles of Impact so you never miss an inside look at the amazing programs shaping our youth. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep making an impact. We'll see you guys at camp.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.